You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
We're an island nation, and we have throughout our history used that fact to good effect, repelling all invaders since 1066, but we are currently at risk of being invaded and not doing enough about it. That at least is the claim of those who say our border force is overstretched and unable to cope with the modern-day threat, which comes not from an invading army, but from people smugglers and their wretched cargo of people desperate to get here illegally. On the line is Martin Underhill, who's the Police and Crime Commissioner for Dorset, and Tony Smith is in the studio with me, former Director General of the UK Border Force, now a consultant on border security. Morning to you both.
Morning.
Martin Underhill, first of all, how much trouble are we in?
I think we're in a lot of trouble, and I've been raising it with the government now for a year. You're only as strong as your weakest link, and this is our weakest link. To me, it's a perfect storm. We've got cuts to the Coast Guard, cuts to the Border Force, and we know from David Bolt's report last year, they're poorly trained and poorly deployed. Police Marine units have been cut, and Special Branch have been relocated to the cities. So four of our lines of defence are being weakened because of cuts. And actually, I think, you know, we're in a pickle.
And what's the evidence of the pickle, though, when it comes to the what's actually happening in ports and along the coast?
Well, talk to the public and they'll tell you that they don't know who's coming in and out. If you talk to the harbour masters, which I do, they have no idea who's coming in and out.
People but it could be that very few people are coming in who shouldn't be coming in.
Well, if you look at Dymchurch, Chichester and the Iranians arrested in Channel, we've had three instances in the last 6 weeks, which would suggest otherwise. And, of course, we know that organised crime groups will always go for the weakest link. We know that Calais has been strengthened and that they're starting to come in other in other ways.
Tony Smith, do you accept that, with those examples are part of a wider trend of people that we're just not picking up on?
Well, I think we have to accept that the threat has changed now. I think because we've invested in Calais and we've made it much tougher for people to come through there, that's always been the main egress route into the UK for irregular migration, is that we know from the National Crime Agency report that people are trying new things. And so what we need is an adaptable border force, not just the border force, but associated agencies who are able to cope with a changing threat. And I think that's why we've seen this new investment in resources to enable us to deal with that.
Yeah, but what Martin Underhill says is that he's been writing to the government about it for at least a year. Do you accept that it's been a bit slow?
Well,
we're not going to get these new boats until the end of this year.
Yeah, well, general maritime has always been a threat because of, as you say, the unknown factor that we don't have an immigration officer in every harbour and every port of entry, but very few countries do have that. We rely on intelligence, which does come to us from various sources, and the intelligence has suggested up until fairly recently that actually the main irregular migration has not been into the general maritime areas, and that's backed up by debriefing that we do when we do pick up illegal entrants, how they got through. But there is clear evidence now that the threat has changed, and what we do need to be is much more adaptable and flexible. And I suppose there is an argument. We've been a bit late in that. The budget was only announced in April of this year, and perhaps we could have had that resource in place.
Martin Underhill, the MPs in their report, the committee that's suggested that the Border Force has a worrying low number of boats. It's specifically focusing on boats, and all the headlines this morning are about boats. Tony Smith mentioned their intelligence in ports. Are we doing enough apart from the boats?
No, I don't think we are. General Maritime, General Aviation, which is the small ports, be it air or sea, are both very exposed. The Special Branch have been taken away, and they used to monitor the small airports.
When were they taken away?
Well, they're being taken away over a three-year programme, the DRR review, and in Dorset, we're starting to lose officers now.
So hang on, these are police who monitor the ports, who have been monitoring the ports, who are no longer going to do the job?
That's correct. That's
and are they being replaced?
No, they're not, and that's the point. They're centrally funded by government, and they're being moved into the inner cities. And that's why this is a perfect storm. The Border Force is just one part of this. And we know from David Bolt's report last year that there's no systematic collection of information about any aspect of general maritime or general aviation. The Border Force is not very good at this. It needs to get better, and it needs to get better quickly. And to me, it's not about money. You could actually... Tony was just saying about you don't have people in every port. Well, the French do. They have a captain air. who is there to be the local intelligence for every port and monitor every boat coming in and out. And we don't have that. And we don't have cutters either.
Why don't we go in that direction, Tony Smith?
Well, we have a number of players involved in this. And I think it's a bit, it's not really fair to blame everything that's all the border force. The border force does have assets, but it has a range of other responsibilities as well, not least dealing with queues of passengers coming through places like Heathrow and Gatwick. So it does rely upon the Coast Guard, which actually is part of the Department for Transport, increasingly liaison with the MOD, the Royal Navy. Then there are the police forces, National Crime Agency, and so on. So what we really need is integrated border management. We need these agencies working together, led by intelligence, so that we have sufficient resource in place to interdict where we need to, but we have the right intelligence in the right place at the right time.
And out at sea, Martin Underhill, I mean, we're talking about more vessels being available. The MPs were saying the Navy should be involved. You just thought surveillance, simply aerial surveillance or satellite surveillance would help.
It would do, and of course, I didn't mention that. The Border Force aerial surveillance went 2 years ago in the cuts. The government say they're using the National Crime Agency now, and I've been asking them, well, tell me how that works then. We've lost most of our aerial surveillance capability. And you talk about boats, Justin, let's not forget that they're talking about ribs, replacing the ribs. They can't go to the 12-mile limit in bad weather. We need cutters, not ribs.
Tony Smith, how urgent is all of this? I mean, do you accept that the need, as Martin Underhill says, is a really urgent one now, or is it reasonable for the government to have a think about this and to come back in a year or so?
Well, I think the report is fairly accurate in defining what the threat is, that what we're seeing is a change in emphasis because we have toughened up in Calais. It's much harder now to penetrate in Calais. We are working with the French to stop people coming in the first place from the French coastal ports. And so there is a general beefing up across the board of what we're trying to do there. But that is, there is this displacement effect that we need to be very aware of. This is a moving feast, and that the smugglers have got a lot of money, they've got a lot of assets. They're going to try different ways, and what we do need to be able to do is have sufficient resources in place across all of our agencies and a proper command and control structure so we can adapt to the changing threat.
Tony Smith and Martin Underhill, well, thanks both very much.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.